Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to The Connection, a weekly radio program where we share our experiences and expertise with stories of caring, courage, and change right here in Connecticut. Listen to learn about needed resources to improve your well-being and transform your life. Now, here are the hosts of The Connection, Lisa DeMattis-Lepore and Ann Baldwin.
And welcome, everybody. As you just heard in the introduction to this program, I am Ann Baldwin, and Lisa DeMattis-Lepore, my co-host, is on a well-deserved vacation. But big shoes to fill, but we got them filled today with Beth Connor. She is the Chief Strategy Officer for The Connection. Congratulations on your new title.
Thank you.
How exciting. It's always exciting when you go up.
That's right.
When you go up, that's what you want to do, is move up in the food chain, not down. So it's great to have everybody along to this program. Again, it's called The Connection. We always appreciate you listening in. And I want to just kind of mention too, Beth, because we've gotten some great feedback from our listeners. And I want to encourage that continued feedback, because we talk about a lot of different things on this program. Because it's a community service program, we want people to know that there are resources out there to help you, whether we're talking about incarceration, we're talking about drug and alcohol abuse, we're talking about mental health issues, whatever, you know, we kind of run the spectrum here on this program. So if you have any feedback or questions or maybe even topics you'd like us to discuss on this program, those are always welcome. And you can email me at ann@baldwinmedia.net. So welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
And, you know, I'm excited kind of to have this guy on the program today. Mike Massaro is with us, and he's a longtime NASCAR commentator. I'm sure you remember and recognize him from ESPN and NBC. But when we were doing the little pre-interview with Mike, he said, "I grew up watching you on TV, Ann." Do you know how old that makes me feel?
Well, you know, Ann, that answers the question I was going to ask you, because you said you were kind of excited to speak with me, and now I understand exactly what you're talking about.
Well, you know, it's so interesting, because I'm gonna ask you a question, and then we'll get into what we're talking about here, Mike. How long do you think it's been since I worked at Channel 30? How many years?
Oh, since you've worked at Channel 30?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You put me on the spot here. Let's go with, I'm guessing, 10?
23. Wow.
Oh, no kidding. Well, see, you left a lasting impression. It lasted 13 years longer than you were actually on air with them.
Wow. Well, thank you. And Mike, it's so great to have you on the program. And Beth, you know, you've been very involved in this great event that's coming up. And it's a community event. It's a statewide event. And a lot of the proceeds go to help a lot of great organizations. And Mike Massaro is going to be the MC. So Beth, I'll let you and Mike talk a little bit about what we can expect for this great evening. And it's coming up, and it's going to be a beautiful night on July 13th.
Yes, actually, it's an all-day event.
Right.
Driving Hope Home. There's a golf tournament that starts at the Southington Country Club at 8:30 in the morning. And then there's also a dinner at the AquaTurf in Southington that starts around 4 o'clock. And that's coupled with a car show and auction and all kinds of great activities.
So, Mike, you've been a longtime acquaintance, and I think... Mm-hmm. A friend, right, of Joey Logano. And this is going to be the fourth annual event. So what's your connection to Joey, and how far back do you guys go?
Well, you know, I remember meeting Joey for the first time at another charity event in Connecticut that was held by the Zipadelli family. The Zipadellis, who grew up in Berlin, are longtime crew chiefs in the NASCAR world, and they have a foundation of their own, and they raised some money here in Connecticut. Joey attended that event, and he was just a youngster. He was a young teenager. Wasn't eligible to drive in NASCAR yet, but at that point in time, everybody knew who he was because Sports Illustrated had already done an expose on him because he was an up-and-comer, and he was noted as one of the hottest prospects in the world of motorsports. And lo and behold, he fulfilled this potential and made it all the way to the top levels of NASCAR. So I've known Joey since he was a teenager. I've gotten to know him on a personal level and, of course, on a professional level, and seen him grow as a race car driver and mature into a potential champion. He hasn't won that championship yet, but he's gotten awfully close, and I suspect it's coming soon.
He has.
Yeah. And, you know, because of your role, you know, as commentator, isn't it kind of cool to meet these people, you know, in any sports career or any career when they're just kind of young and green and just getting started? And that says a lot about you, Mike, I think, too, that you kind of bonded with Joey in the beginning, and you can say that you know him now, and how cool is that? And it's also really cool that you're going to be the MC of this event. So what's your role going to be, and what can people look forward to for the Driving Hope event? It's the big gala, and we should mention that tickets are still available, and we'll get you that information. So what do you have up your sleeve?
Well, I don't have anything up my sleeve except for just some good conversation with Joey on stage. We'll talk a little bit about his racing career, his season so far, which has not necessarily gone, I don't think, the way he had planned, but there's still a lot more of the regular season to go, and I'm sure he's got some great things in store. So we're going to talk a little bit about racing. We're going to talk about the foundation, of course, and the great things that the foundation is doing. We'll probably get into what's ahead for Joey on the personal level. I don't know if you knew this, but Joey and his wife, Brittany, are expecting a child. They announced that to the world just a week ago, so that's brand new news, and I'm sure he's going to want to talk about that. You know, and there's so many great things that take place during the course of the 2 days. The golf tournament, great stories always come out of that, ones I'm sure we'll be able to laugh about. The car show that precedes the dinner, if you're a car guy or a car woman, you're going to want to see this.
Nice,
There are some exotic cars that I had never seen before last year. They were amazing. It's not just your average Lamborghinis and Ferraris. They're actually even more exquisite than that. So I encourage the car folks out there to at least check out the proceedings to the dinner, if not buy a ticket to the dinner. The dinner itself is great, too.
Right. Well, you know, and Beth and I were just talking before we started the program, there's only two golf teams left. So, you know, so you need to sign up, right, Beth? And you
Absolutely.
Need to get in there. And there is a chance, too, if you sign up. We've got Rich Coppola from Fox 61, who's going to be golfing. Joe D'Ambrosio, the voice of the Yukon Huskies, is going to be with us. We've also got...
Joe Zone,
he's from WFSB, and John Pearson.
From Channel 8.
So we got all of our sports guys, including yourself. So that'll be a fun time. So, Beth, where can people go if they want to sign up now for the golf? Because you better hurry up.
Yeah, do it today. And you can sign up at joeylaganofoundation.com, or you can stop by Sign Pro, which I believe is right here in New Britain. They have tickets available here, but probably the easiest way is to visit joeylaganofoundation.com, and you can purchase tickets right there.
Yeah, and it's at the Southington Country Club, which is a beautiful, beautiful course. And then that's followed by, like you said, the car show is going to be outside, and you've got the dinner. It's at the AquaTurf. Mm-hmm. So it is a full day and a fun day. So you kind of, you know, start off golfing, have a great time, maybe wash up a little bit, freshen up a little bit, and then attend this great dinner. So it's always a fun night, and it is for a great cause. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, some of the charities and some of the proceeds go.
So there are actually three charities that benefit from this great event. This is the fourth annual Driving Hope Home event, and we've been honored and privileged to be a part of this for the last 4 years at the Connection. So the Connection's foster care program, Connecting Children and Families, is going to be one of the beneficiaries of this great event. And the Connection provides foster care services to many children throughout Connecticut who are struggling with therapeutic needs. One of the other charities that's benefiting from this great event is the Ronald McDonald House Charities of New Haven and Springfield, and the proceeds will go towards a new home that they are opening in New Haven, and we've been working with them for the last 2 years, and we're excited to partner with them on this great event. And last but not least, certainly, is Joey Logano Foundation. They also benefit from this great event, and Joey has really made so much out of this foundation and has given hundreds of thousands of dollars across the country in the last few years. And he's very passionate about his causes of creating second chances for folks and also children. Especially children this year. Everything's right. Going towards kids.
Well, and don't you think it's nice, Mike, too, because we've got, you know, this hometown boy, right? He's like everybody's hometown hero. And that, you know, as a storyteller and as somebody that, you know, longtime commentator, sports commentator, that really does help bond the connection, doesn't it?
And there's no question. I mean, if you grow up rooting for a sports team, you generally root for the sports team that's in your geographic area. Red Sox fan, a Yankee fan. Well, when it comes to racing, you want a local hero too, and that would be Joey, I would think. He's from Middletown, Connecticut. He is the only New Englander at the top level of NASCAR right now, so I would think folks here in Connecticut could get behind him. There's another driver from New Jersey, that would be Martin Truex Jr., who a lot of folks from around here might be rooting for as well. I'll let you know, Martin has donated some items for this event that will be as part of the auction that will take place during the dinner. And we haven't talked too much about the auction, but the auction is incredible.
So what kind of items? Can you tell us?
Well, I can tell you from last year. Okay. I don't know exactly what's on the table this year, but I've been told there's some really cool stuff. But last year, Richard Petty's hat was auctioned off. One of Joey Logano's trophies was auctioned off. Yeah, and some amazing stuff. Actually, part of a trophy, anyway, I should say. There's a couple things that you're awarded when you win a race at the Bristol Motor Speedway in Tennessee.
Right.
And one of them, because they call this place they kind of draw a comparison to Roman gladiators, if you will. And as part of that, they award the winner this sword, this like crazy sword that you would imagine that the Roman gladiators used back in the day. And they auctioned off this sword.
It was very cool.
A cool piece of memorabilia for sure. And it went for a pretty high ticket, I think. So
it went for $5,000, you know, if I remember correctly.
$5,000. Yeah, wow.
And as you mentioned, it all went to a great cause.
Yeah.
They raised quite a bit of money. I know that when Joey left, Joey was extremely happy with the money that was raised through the auction. And I know the people that walked away with items from the auction were also incredibly happy because those were one-of-a-kind pieces.
Well,
you're not going to be able to find them anyplace else.
Well, Mike, I'm donating for the auction. Baldwin Media is putting in a big Buffalo Wild Wings gift card.
Amazing. See, yes. Right there. You have just raised $25. Congratulations.
No, it's got to be more than that. It's a $100 gift card, man.
Well, we'll start the bidding at $100 then, for sure.
Okay, don't forget. And if it helps, I'll go to dinner with them. No, that won't help.
It could help.
You know, the other thing I want to talk about, Mike, too, is the fact that Joey Logano, with his celebrity and with his success, has created this foundation, the Joey Logano Foundation. You know, a lot of people can just take the money and run, right? But this guy doesn't do that. What do you know about that, and why do you think that is?
He's just a genuinely good person. That would be why I think it is. And, you know, as Beth has talked about, this year has been all about children, and there have been a couple of occasions, and I know there will be more as the year goes on, where he's taken on a child in need or a child trying to overcome some serious adversity in his or her life and has taken him to the racetrack. And made him a part of the race team, if you will, giving that particular child an actual fire suit and allowed him to wear it during the course of the weekend. And I know that there was one race in particular earlier this year where one of the children that he sponsored over the course of the weekend, he brought him to the driver's meeting, and he was actually introduced in front of all the NASCAR drivers.
Wow.
It was a big moment and a special moment for that child and that child's family, I'm sure, but one that all the NASCAR drivers, you know, appreciated too, I'm sure. I actually saw a tweet from NASCAR's vice president, Steve O'Donnell, that day that tweeted a picture and the child's name. And so it went a long way, and it touched a lot of people. And I know that Joey's continuing to do that. And now that he's going to become a father, I'm sure it's going to mean even more.
Absolutely. And we should mention the Joey Logano Foundation. I think he founded that back in 2013. So you hit the nail on the head there. You talk about second chances, and really children and young people is his focus. And I can tell you, Beth and Mike, you know, I just went and interviewed a couple of families in the therapeutic foster care program with the Connection, and you'll see this video that night at the dinner that we're putting together. And what an amazing story. You know, sometimes we hear that people give to certain things, but when you hear, you know, when you sit down with this family who has one of their own biological children, and then due to fertility issues, they've fostered another child, and then they ended up adopting this child, and now they're fostering a little girl who's so happy and hoping to adopt her. And this is a young family. You know, and it's had its challenges, but it's also obviously had its huge rewards. Or the foster mother who just adopted a son at 28. Mm-hmm. You know, it's never too late to find your family,
right?
That's
right. And, you know, these are life-changing experiences.
Right.
And, you know, you can really change the trajectory of someone's life. A lot of families and a lot of individuals are just in cycles of, you know, poverty and cycles of abusive situations. And it really takes a strong family to come up and say, I want to foster, I want to adopt, and I want to bring this child in and change their life. And that's what we've seen with our foster care families. And it's been truly heartwarming and a wonderful experience.
Yeah, it really has been. So that's what, you know, to bring to the audience the reality of what they're there to support, Mike. You know, that's half of the challenge. I mean, we can all go out and golf and have a great time and sit down at the AquaTurf and have a nice dinner. But to see the reality of how they're helping impact in a positive way people's lives and feel good about that instead of feeling guilty about it. You know, sometimes I think we're like, we're so fortunate that we forget everybody else. I'm just editorializing here. But, Mike, it's just such a huge part of what we all need to do, and that's give back.
And generally speaking, Ann, I think that people get that. When they've attended these events in the past, I see them not holding back, especially when it comes to the auction items. Yeah. You know, you mentioned your item, your $100 gift certificate for Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yep.
And I'm just using this as an example. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised to see that go for $1,000.
Wow.
Or more. Mm-hmm. Just because people know that they're not buying a gift certificate. What they're doing is they're helping a family. And they're not afraid to dig deep when it comes to that kind of thing. And that's not lost on anybody in the room. Now, let's not overlook the fact that it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But the folks there know they're there for a reason, and they're there to help the community. And that's why there's so many people from Connecticut in that room. It's not just in Connecticut. People do come from all around the country to this event. But for the most part, people understand this is a hometown event, and they want to make sure that they help their own community and the people that are in need in the community. And that means a lot. It touches my heart every time I go and I see what people are spending. I saw somebody, this is not even a joke, this actually happened. The auctioneer, I think it was a year ago, Beth, you were there, you may be able to comment on this. A year ago or 2 years ago, the auctioneer had a Bic pen. It was
yes.
a pen, just an ordinary yes. pen you'd buy at Staples, and it went for $1,000.
What?
Yes. So,
and he was an amazing auctioneer that could get $1,000 for that pen.
Just an ordinary pen that he may have scribbled notes out with at one point.
Yeah.
You know, it really had no connection to any celebrity or anything. Mm-hmm. It was just a pen. Could have found it on the floor.
Right.
But somebody paid $1,000 for it because they knew they weren't buying a pen. they were buying hope for somebody.
Absolutely. And again, we're talking about the fourth annual Joy Logano Foundation fundraiser, Driving Hope Home, and it is happening. Again, we want to make sure that you have this date. If you are a golfer, we want to make sure that you get in there, because there's only two foursomes left, and those are going to fill up fast. It's July 13th. And the good news about this, too, is that if you're a golfer, you can golf. You can do these two things separately. If you're not a golfer, you can still attend the gala at night. So tickets can be bought separately, right?
Yes. So if you are a golfer and you want to golf, your golf package does include the dinner in the evening. But if you're not a golfer and you just want to come to the dinner, it's an $85 ticket for adults, $35 for children 12 and under. And we do see a lot of kids at this event, and they enjoy it just as much as the adults do, because there's so much going on. So either way, and we have lots of seats available at the AquaTurf. Right now, I believe we've got over 400 people attending.
Wow.
And they can seat up to 1,000. So come on in.
Let's fill it up.
Fill it up. And tickets do need to happen before the event, before July 13th. So get them at joeylaganofoundation.com.
And again, the charities that will benefit from this are the Connections Foster Care Program, based in Middletown, Ronald McDonald House of Connecticut's new facility as well. Well, Mike, I know you've got you've got other things to do today on this beautiful day. But it really has been a pleasure. And thank you for, you know, giving your time, your friendship, and your support to this great event. I look forward to seeing you, as do many others, at the AquaTurf again on July 13th. So thanks for being on the program with us.
It is completely my pleasure. I don't know if I have better things to do, but no. I'm actually getting my tires changed right now. But unfortunately, it's not like it is in my professional world, where they change tires in 13 and a half seconds. it's taking a little longer. So
that's funny.
A little longer, so I'm happy you gave me some time on your program, and I look forward to seeing you guys.
That's really funny, because I didn't even think about that. Like, you know, you're down there and you're in the pit and you're reporting, and it's like 15 guys and you're sitting there at Town Fair Tire going, hurry the hell up.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Spot on.
No pressure.
That's funny. Well, I love a little bit of laughter and all the seriousness and all the issues that we need to talk about. So, again, we look forward to seeing you, Mike, on July 13th.
Well, it is my pleasure. I look forward to it as well.
All right. Take care.
Thanks, Mike.
So it was so great talking to Mike, you know, such a great supporter, and, you know, how unique that people are going to be able to actually get that close to, like, Joey, and get that close to someone like Mike, and all the other sports celebrities that we have from Connecticut who are going to be attending this event. You know, it's just a really great opportunity to see these people and see how real they are, and Joey now being an expectant father, I'm sure that's going to be a new element. So I know I was there last year. It really is a fun event. Mm-hmm. A little bit of something there for everybody. Even families come, and
absolutely. It's a one of a kind, really. Mm-hmm. And it's huge. It's a huge event. And if you, whether you golf or not, attending the dinner is just an event in and of itself, because of the car show and the auction. And last year there were candy bars. I believe that they're doing that again, and having candy set up for, you know, everybody to take part in. Mm-hmm. Dinner was great. The show was great. The interaction between Mike and Joey was wonderful. Questions from the audience. It just really makes you feel part of Joey's life.
Right. So is there a Petty coming?
I believe Kyle Petty is also coming. That's what I hear.
Wow, that's pretty big.
And that's pretty big.
That's pretty big. And then my other question is, that probably people out there listening have, is, so how does that work? You go play golf all day, and then how do you transform to a dinner party?
Well, the dinner party is not a formal dinner party.
Okay, so you can come in your golf attire.
Absolutely.
Or bring a change of clothes.
Yep.
Or
yep, and that's what people do. So people come in their golf shirts and shorts. The dinner, even though you may think of it as a gala, is not a formal event.
Okay.
Some people do dress up a bit, but it's a kind of a come-as-you-are kind of event, and just very low-key and lots of fun.
Yeah, and it goes for a great cause. So, you know, if you're looking at the business angle of this, it is a tax write-off, right?
It is, yeah.
And the proceeds will go for the Connections Foster Care Program, Ronald McDonald House of Connecticut's new facility. So it's all for a very good reason. And don't some of the clients and some of the people come as well that you serve? So you can also not only meet the celebrity, but meet the real life people who, you know, these funds and these programs go to help and support and get them back to life.
Absolutely. We're inviting the foster care families that we work with. The two families that participated in the video that we're going to be showing at the event are invited to come, and we hope that they're able to, just to see, you know, how this money is being given back to the communities, because Joey is a hometown boy, and he's really thrilled to come back to Connecticut once a year and do this for his home community.
You know, and Joey's on his way up. He's really doing well, you know, because I'm in public relations and crisis communication. He stirs the pot a little bit controversial, but you know, like they say, if they're talking about you, it's a good thing. So it's really cool. And he's such a young, nice, approachable guy. I don't think he's ever forgotten his roots and where he comes from. And that's so refreshing that he still believes in giving back, you know, to the connection, to the state of Connecticut and to so many folks who need that support.
And he loves his fans. So he really enjoys these events. He signs off autographs. He talks with his fans individually. And he knows that, you know, the fans are part of where he is right now. So he definitely does not, he's very humble. And he really believes that he needs to give back to his fans and to his local community.
Right. And if you're listening, you know, we're getting down to the wire here as far as tickets for golf goes. Again, at the AquaTurf, there's plenty of tickets, plenty of room for you to attend that, but also sponsorship. So if you're listening to this going, what? This is happening and I haven't sponsored it? You can also get involved in that and reach out to the folks at the joeylaganofoundation.com. And then it's /Driving Hope Home. So you can reach out to them, and Logano, L-O-G-A-N-O. But if you're a fan, you already know that. So benefiting the Ronald McDonald House, of course, for over 20 years, they've been very involved in Ronald McDonald House Charities of Connecticut, Western Massachusetts. We all know the story about, you know, young people and families who are allowed to stay there for free when their children are hospitalized or undergoing treatments for things. So they do great work. And also the connection, 40 years of you doing great work. The real focus this year is on foster care, but there's so many different, you know, services that you offer: behavioral health, family support, the community justice program, which we've talked about on this show as well. So it all goes for a great cause, and I just love how, you know, people's hearts and their wallets open up that night because they're motivated by what they see, by what they hear, by what they feel in that room. Mm-hmm. It's a unique experience.
And I think Joey's passion translates to the audience. So Joey gets very enthusiastic about, you know, supporting these causes, and that just translates. And people want to support him supporting these causes. So it's just one big love fest in the room. It's been great. And we're really looking forward to it. And again, we're very honored to be a part of this great event.
Absolutely. So let's give folks, Beth, one more time, let's give out your website as well at the connection, as well as tickets for either of these events, because time is running out, folks. We're almost there. This event's coming up July 13th.
Yes, it's a Thursday. Joey's on his way up to New Hampshire for the Loudoun races that weekend, and this is traditionally when he comes through Connecticut and works his way up north. So for tickets, one more time, joeylaganofoundation.com/Driving Hope Home. And for more information about the connection, you can visit our website at theconnectioninc.org.
Well, this is a great conversation, and we want to especially thank Mike Massaro for being our special guest on this program, longtime NASCAR commentator on ESPN and NBC. Beth Connor, it's always a pleasure to see you.
Thank you.
And we know that Lisa's enjoying her much, much well-deserved vacation. And a special thanks to all of you, our listeners, for tuning in to this edition of The Connection on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.